This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. Everyone's up for it? Yay! Okay, now I'm going to skip a few years and share a story from year 22. So I had just received my UK visa and it was official. I was going to be working in Wimbledon for the summer. Everything had been arranged, and my family and I had planned a cruise around the UK before my first day of work. Unfortunately, there's no ship romance in this cruise story. Sorry to burst everyone's bubble there. The cruise was wonderful, though, and I really enjoyed seeing the sights and having my family around for my first moments in the UK. The day before they headed back to Houston, we went to the immigration center because there had been some issues with getting my visa stamped. But we were told there'd be no problem if we just took it to immigration and asked. After waiting in the queue, the man at the counter informed me that he couldn't do anything, but if we went to the home office, you know, they could. He gave me vague details about how to get to the home office, and without a working cell phone, that proved to be really difficult to find. My parents and I took multiple trains going different directions, and we were walking around in circles, just staring at those maps, being like, I think if we go this way, we'll get there. Finally, we ended up finding it, and I thought, hooray, the annoying part of the day is over. So I waited in another queue, ready to get my visa activated. And this time, there was a woman at the desk, and she didn't have an answer for me. All she could tell me was that she couldn't stamp it, and the only way I could get it stamped was by a border official, which meant it would have to be at Heathrow Airport or one of the train stations. I was really upset, and so were my parents. It had been a long day, we had gotten lost many a time, and now it seemed like I wasn't going to be able to work. And it was pretty upsetting because I didn't know whether I'd be able to stay in the country or not. But my parents agreed to help me out, and they got me a ticket to Paris and back. They left for Houston, and I went to Paris, where I stayed in the airport for about 2 hours. So, really exciting trip. I got back into the UK and was waiting in customs. It was another queue, this time really long, because you know how long customs lines are. And I was sweating with nerves because this was it. I needed to get it stamped and I'd been turned down so many times. Once I reached the official, I just wanted the process to be over. Instead, he asked me for all the paperwork about my job, where I'd be living, the program I was with, and any other information. I didn't have this paperwork with me, so I just pulled up a bunch of emails on my phone trying to prove to him that I was telling the truth. And he looked at my phone pretty annoyed because it's like this tiny screen and I'm like, no, I swear I'm supposed to be here. So I was actually really unsure whether he was going to stamp my visa or not. I was probably talking to him for at least 20 or 30 minutes before he finally said, okay, let's get your fingerprints and stamp. So I was really relieved when I got that stamp and I could just head home. I ended up having a great summer in the UK, and so much that I've decided to come back. I'm here now. And this time I had all the paperwork ready. I had, you know, the acceptance letter, information from the university, living arrangements, everything that the guy could possibly ask. I had like just a huge packet of paper. This is what happened. I went up to the guy and, you know, he asked for my fingerprints and I'm expecting then, you know, okay, he's gonna ask me. He just says, where are you studying? I said, you know, Bournemouth University. And then he goes, okay, stamp. That is, you know, stories about if you ever want to live abroad somewhere. Hear about my first half marathon next time on Brightside. 24 Years on the Bright Side was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.